Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Kiddushim Mem Hei, Kiddushim 45b, pagination is 90, starting from the Gemara towards the top of the page on the sixth line. We discussed in the previous session the concept of an underage girl accepting Kiddushin on behalf of herself, which doesn't work, she's underage, but would theoretically work if we had the consent of the father, but we didn't at the time of the Kiddushin. There was a discussion, what would happen, Shema Nisratze Ha'av, if we should be concerned that the father would consent once he heard of the incident, and is that enough, at least if the money still existed from the Kiddushin, to validate a Kiddushin? We extrapolated at the end of that session that in our time, if an underage child accepted Kiddushin, coupled with the fact that it typically happens by a carnival or whatever, and it's more of a frivolous, joking atmosphere, one can perhaps bring this concept to the table that as a ketana, she is not valid in doing Kiddushin, in transacting Kiddushin. And as far as the father goes, we would assume, we would hope, that the father would be astounded by such a thing and would say, definitely not. You're not getting married at the age of 10 or 11. And it would help us. But that's this concept of Shema Nisratze Ha'av. Maybe the father would agree. The Gemara tells us a case. Hahu Gavra, there was a person, the Kodesh Bekisha de Yarka, he gave her some vegetables, Beshuka, in the marketplace, as Kiddushin to an underage girl. Amar Ravina, Ravina ruled, Afilu Lamanda Amar Choshishem Shema Nisratze Ha'av, even if you were to hold that we're concerned maybe the father approved, which is one viewpoint. In other words, I don't necessarily agree with it, but even if you would hold like that, Hani Mili, that concept of maybe the father agrees only makes sense, derech kavod, if the Kiddushin was done in a way of honor. Avol derech bizayon lo, but if it's a way of disgrace, the father doesn't agree. Amalei Ravacha midifti l'ravina, Ravacha midifti wanted to understand bizayon demai. What exactly is the disgrace over here so that we could extrapolate to other cases? What's your ruling? I bizayon de yarka, is the problem that he gave her vegetables? O bizayon de shuka, or is the problem that he did it in a marketplace? Nafkamina, difference is going to be de kiddush bekaspa beshuka, if he used something honorable, but it was in the marketplace. Or Bikisha de Yarka Bevesa, or used this vegetables, but he did it in the house. Change one of the variables. What would you rule? Mai, what would the halacha be? Amale, and he answered him, thanks for analyzing the ruling, but idi v'idi derech bizayon hu, on both fronts, it's considered bizayon, and either one reason would have been enough to carry and justify the psak, that it's a disgrace, and the father would not agree. Let's move on to case number two. Hahuda Omar Likrivai, a person, man, was saying that he wants to marry her off to his relatives. Vihi Omra Likriva. And she was saying, the mother, the man's wife, was saying that the girl should be married off to her relatives. Kafse, she pressured him. She pressured her husband, the father of the girl. Ada Omar lo tiheve likriva. Until he finally agreed that he would be marrying the girl off to his wife's relatives. And this was the discussion regarding an underage girl. They wanted to marry her off, his family or her family. So he agreed, her family. Ada'ochli v'shasi. They were eating and drinking. They had already made a party at which they were going to proceed with a kiddushin to her relatives. Asa krivei be'igra v'kidsha. One of his relatives proceeded to be mekadosh her, same type of thing as we've been describing, kiddushin given to an underage girl. Do we have to be concerned that the father was nisratza, that the father was agreeable, and it's a kiddushin that the father is marrying her off? Amar Abaye. Abaye said, Kesiv, the pasuk says, She'eris Yisrael lo yasu avlo v'lo yidabru chazov. The remnant of the Jewish people do not do dishonesty. And that pasuk alone carries the day over here. We assume that he absolutely would not agree to such a kiddushin because he already gave his word to his wife that he would marry the girl off to her relatives. What does it mean, She'eris Yisrael, the remnant of the Jewish people, do not do dishonesty? So I heard very beautifully from Rama Tisio Solomon that at the end of days, when the Jewish people get redeemed by the coming of Mashiach, the Navi is talking, the remnant, the people who will get redeemed, will be honest people. And he said the reason, because otherwise, when this jaw-dropper happens, and everybody sees that Jewish people are indeed the chosen people, and they're being chosen, and they're being redeemed, if they're people who are doing dishonest things, white lies, and all kinds of things that are bending the truth, then it will not be a Kiddush Hashem. It's not going to be the great sanctification that Mashiach is supposed to bring in the world. He's redeeming people who are not straight. And therefore the Navi exclaims, the remnant of the Jewish people are honest people. And that is a slogan, a standard, which the Jewish people set for itself to be reminded that we really have to be careful in this area. And Abaye invokes this in a very halachic sense. We can be guaranteed that there's no nisratze ha'av, that the father does not agree to the kiddushin because he already gave his word that he's going to accommodate his wife's request. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.